Texas is a big state. It goes on forever. Especially when you're driving across it. And we were. For more than a day now. It had been a few hours since we had breakfast at a tiny little town. We filled up on gas and hit another long stretch of nothing. Even at close to 100 miles an hour, it felt like we were standing still. Just as we passed a large blue sign that read, "Next rest stop, 43 miles," I felt a familiar pressure on my bladder. 4 cups of coffee with breakfast seemed like a good idea at the time. Now, not so much. I was starting to feel a strong need to relieve myself. When I mentioned it, you asked me, quite innocently, if I could hold it until the next stop. The question made me squirm. I didn't know if I could. But I knew the question excited me. I closed my eyes and reworded your question in my mind. Instead of asking me, you were telling me, harsh and strict, "I have to wait. I have no choice. You will do as you are told." Squirm. Suffer. Oh, my stomach filled with butterflies. And I blushed, twisting in my seat. It made the feeling worse. "It's only another half hour," you told me. I bit my lip, inhaling slowly. Half an hour. That isn't too bad. I think I can make it. My pussy is throbbing at the idea of having to wait like this. I want to say, "Yes, sir," but I can't manage the words. Instead, I just say, "Okay." 10 minutes later, and I'm struggling to keep still in my seat. You notice and laugh a bit, suggesting maybe you can pull off on the shoulder and I can find a bush or something if it gets too bad. I shake my head and tell you I'm fine, even though I'm not really sure if I am. Oh, my bladder is ready to burst, and I'm having to make a conscious effort not to let it go. It is past desperation now. It's starting to hurt. I have to sit still now because I realise that even shifting slightly might be enough to trigger my instinct to let go. I'm very aware of my breathing, my stillness, my silence. But I'm also aware of a different feeling too. I'm not just desperate to pee. I'm desperate for something else. And I unbutton the top of my jeans and lower the zipper a bit, relieving some of the pressure. In my mind, I imagine you smacking my hand and scolding me, not allowing me the relief. Oh, the thought of it makes my pussy wet and my mind race. I think of the dozens of times I have passed in the supermarket or the drugstore, looking over the wide range of adult diapers, imagining myself in them, how they would feel, how I would look, what it would feel like to let go inside of one. I lean over and press my head to your shoulder and let my hand wander down along your chest and between your legs. I start to press against your cock, squeezing it and grabbing hold over your trousers. You shift a bit and open your knees, giving me more access. I can feel you getting hard in my hand. And I fumble a bit, unbuckling your belt, opening your fly and freeing your lovely cock from inside your boxers. Your beautiful, hard cock. I slide my hand over it a few more times, feeling it start to pulse and strain. I love playing with it, teasing it just a little. Oh, my tummy squirms and my pussy starts to tingle as I bend down. Oh, as I do, the pressure inside me grows more severe, more intense. Fuck, I'm desperate to pee. And the feeling is more intense than anything I can remember. Desperation. Arousal. Denial. Pain. Excitement. Control. Oh, everything blurs together as I take your luscious cock into my mouth, sliding it deep down my throat, letting my tongue swirl over the shaft and tip, wrapping my lips around you and sucking gently as I let it slide back out of my mouth. Slowly I press down again, taking you deep. Oh yes, feeling the head of your cock past the back of my throat. Oh, my tongue is now eliciting moans and whimpers from you as you try to concentrate on the road. With your cock lodged in the back of my throat. Oh, fuck, the best feeling. I suddenly feel a small trickle of something warm escape from me, soaking into the fabric of my cotton panties as I suck you harder and faster. Fuck, your moans grow louder and more primal. Gah! I feel your hand on the back of my head, holding your cock in my mouth, stopping my breath, stealing my breath, filling my brain. I try to pull my head back, but you hold me there. Oh, I choke just a bit before feeling your cum start to pump into my mouth and down my throat. I gag and try to pull back again, but you hold me, forcing my head down even more, making it impossible to breathe. You flood me with your cum, and I swallow desperately, inhaling hard through my nose. Your musky scent filling my senses as I feel your cock slow its throbbing and pumping. And as you feed me your cum, I feel a warm, wet sensation spreading between my legs. And the scent of pee fills the car. My bladder starts to feel empty now, but I can't stop the flow. It seems to continue forever, soaking my panties and my jeans. I look down and see the crotch and inner parts of my pants now dark, soaked in my pee. I am sitting in a puddle. My piss is everywhere and my pussy is aching and throbbing. I can feel the pressure of my soaked panties sticking to me and my rough, wet jeans holding them there. And it feels so good. Fuck. The smell is humiliating. There is no scent like it. I can feel my whole body burning with shame and embarrassment. Not only because of the mess I've made, but because of how desperate and how horny it is making me. I look at you, horrified, half expecting you to pull off to the side of the road and kick me out of the car. But instead, you are smiling. And when I blush more, wiping the tears from my eyes, you start to laugh. You tease me about the mess I made and joke about how glad you are that this is a rental, a hire car. Oh God, I am mortified and I look around for something to clean up with. I have no idea what to say. And I'm shocked that you're not mad at me, that you're not angry. The longer I sit in my own pee, my own piss, the more humiliated I become. And that humiliation is beginning to drive me crazy. Finally, you break the silence and you tell me that the rest stop is coming up. But that you've decided not to stop. You tell me you want me to sit in my mess. You want me to feel it, smell it. And then you ask me if there's something I want to tell you. And I break down. I start to cry. Through my tears, I apologize and I beg for you to stop so I can clean up. Please. I promise to clean the whole car. I promise. And to make sure it never, ever happens again. I can't even look at you. And you aren't responding. I continue to beg and to blubber, head lowered. And you repeat the question. Is there something I want to tell you? And after a long pause, I finally summon enough bravery and whisper the words. Yes, sir. You give me the time to gather my thoughts, to gather my words, and I confess. I confess everything. How I liked feeling desperate. How I wanted you to control my access to using the bathroom, even deny me permission. I tell you about those days I stopped to look at the adult diapers. I confess that I've never been brave enough even to try. I explain how much I need you to humiliate me about my accident. And how it makes me feel. How turned on I was by having to sit here. Like this. Soaking in my own pee. Ashamed. I admit that it was making me feel exposed. Ashamed. Vulnerable and humiliated. Once I started, I couldn't stop. You listened. You just listened. I would stop and wait from time to time, hoping for a response. And each time I did, you would prompt me to say more. And I did. Until everything was exposed. Until I was exposed. When I finished, you were still smiling. "I understand," was all you said. And for the next 20 minutes, we both sat in silence. I could feel my pea-soaked jeans turning cold against my skin. I had no idea what was happening, and I didn't have the energy left to ask. I was empty. No words left. No more feelings. Numb. When we pulled into a small town, you stopped at the local drugstore and told me to wait while you went inside. When you returned, you had two large bags, which you put in the car boot. When I asked you what you bought, you simply told me it was something for later, and not to worry about it. I squirmed in my seat, wondering. A few minutes later, the numbness returned. I closed my eyes, pretending to be asleep. An hour later, we arrived at the motel we'd booked. You checked us in and parked right in front of the door. You told me to wait while you unlocked the door, brought in the bags, and made your arrangements. When you opened the car door and took me by the hand, I was blushing again. Just being touched by you made me feel warm again. It felt strange to walk with my pea-soaked jeans, now cold, rubbing against my skin. Once inside, I saw you'd placed two towels on the bed. You had me stand in front of you, and you slowly removed my shirt, exposing my breasts, and then slowly and deliberately peeling my wet jeans off of me. The cool air from the room's aircon mixed with the wetness on my thighs and made me shiver. I looked down at my cotton panties, soaked and stained yellow, all the way up the waistband. You peeled those off as well, holding them by a small patch on the side that remained dry. You directed me to lie down on the bed, and you pressed each of my ankles back towards my ass, raising my knees. You pressed my knees apart and instructed me to touch myself for you. And as I started to touch, you placed my pea-soaked panties to my lips. I closed my eyes and opened my mouth, feeling you press them inside me. I sobbed softly, feeling my pussy growing wetter and wetter as I rubbed my clit, feeling my juices mix with the still slick coating of piss that covered me. I moaned as I sucked on my panties, feeling droplets of my own cold pee trickle into my mouth. I opened my eyes, seeing you standing back, watching. Your cock was growing hard in your pants, and I squirmed more as I fingered my cunt. I felt a wave of pleasure wash over me, and I closed my eyes. Before I could open them again, I felt you on top of me, your hard cock pushing my hand out of the way and entering me. One hand wrapped around my throat, the other covering my mouth, holding my pea-soaked panties in place. I ached and squirmed underneath you, and as you came in me again, I came with you. Oh, moaning and screaming into the panties in my mouth. My senses filled with the smell of my own pee. After you pulled out of me, I could feel your cum slowly leaking from my pussy. I stayed motionless, legs open, panties stuffed in my mouth, eyes closed. I heard you wander about, and I was brought back to awareness by the sensation of something soft and warm pressing between my legs. You reached up and pulled the panties from my mouth and began gently washing me with a warm, soapy washcloth. You would wring it out into one bowl and then dip it into another, soaping me up tenderly and gently. You cleaned me carefully, and I could feel you washing away something more than the sweat and pee that coated me. You were also taking away the embarrassment and shame, bringing me back to be with you again. You were such a messy girl, you tell me, teasing me and causing me to blush. Yes, sir, I whisper back, and I see you smile. You tell me to say it, and I do. I was a messy girl, sir. My cheeks turn crimson at the admission. I squirm at your touch. The washcloth feels so good against my bare pussy. And your touch is loving and reassuring. Once I'm clean, my eyes widen in horror as I see you holding something I have both dreamed about and dreaded. You hold up a pink, ruffled adult diaper. From now on, you inform me, I am going to be diapered for you. I shake my head, and tears fill my eyes. Please, I beg. Please don't do this. Your voice is calm but commanding. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, you say. The words cut into me like somehow you could read my mind. I'm crying now and I'm not even sure why. I genuinely hate what is happening to me. And yet my pussy is starting to drip. My heart is racing. My stomach is squirming. You raise my hips and slide the diaper underneath me, drawing it up on each side. I open my knees wider. I want you to fuck me again. I want you to fuck my face. You start to shake powder from a large white plastic bottle. It smells like flowers. You smooth it all over my pussy and between my legs. I press into your hand, aching for your touch, but you tell me to hold still. I look into your eyes, pleading with mine. I feel you press the crinkly diaper firmly against my wet, bare, powdered pussy. I am shaking my head, no. But I am also loving that this is happening to me. I don't want to have to wear a diaper. But at the same time, I desperately want you to make me. I need this. You press the two tabs on the sides of the diaper, sealing me inside. Oh, my very first time in a diaper. On a hotel bed, knees spread wide. I can still feel some of your cum in my pussy, and I can still taste you in my mouth. I stay like that for you. Knees spread, diapered pussy exposed. And I cry softly. And as I do, you wipe my tears away. And you brush my hair back over my ear, caressing my cheek. I am no longer numb now. I'm trapped, helpless, humiliated, and exposed. And for the first time in my life, I am loved. Wholly and completely. You tell me you love this just as much as I do. That it fills something inside you that you didn't even know was missing. You tell me that my admission, my confession, my truth about who I am, not only completes me, it also completes you. Now, a year later, I live my life this way for you, with just three rules. The first is that I'm no longer permitted to use the bathroom. Second, I am to be diapered all the time, but I'm not allowed to do it myself. Only you can remove or replace my diapers. When I follow the rules, it is always loving and tender. You clean me, wash me, pamper me. You give my pussy gentle kisses and even let me come for you. You teach me to love my diapers and your control over me. I feel your love, your passion, your affection, and your authority. Finally, I'm only allowed to release my bladder in the same way I did when I first confessed my need to you, with your cock in my mouth and your cum in my belly. Of course, there are times when I fail, when the desperation becomes too much, or when you just decide to deny me your cock. Just to see me suffer and try to hold back. And then I fail. And when I do, there is no tenderness and no kindness. There is discipline, scolding, punishment. There is a small leather strap you use to spank my pussy and my thighs. You make me apologize for my failure and use my wet diaper to humiliate me. I'm not washed then as much as scrubbed. You leave my pussy raw and sore as a reminder not to disobey again. There is no excuse. I'm not even permitted an explanation. When I wet myself without permission, I must come to you and confess. I tell you that I'm your messy girl and that I have peed without permission. I kneel before you and bow my head and present to you a fresh diaper, and say the words that I know will lead to the humiliation, pain, and shame I both crave and fear, both hunger for and dread. And at the moment, I lower my head and say to you, Sir, it is time for a change.